So, Jason, this is going to give you great personal pride. I suppose you've come from being the boxer, now you're the promoter, and seen these young local guys. Who knows what the future holds for them?
Yeah, look, to be honest, it's a privilege, Chris, to be able to put on a show here locally, to have a wee bit of history made in the first ever professional boxing event to be held in the Twin Towns, Balba Fainston, Lurler, and to have it here in the Fun Valley Centre. Like, it's something that, to be honest, I never thought, it never even came into my wildest dreams or memories to be thinking of doing something like this. But I think recently I have just seen, I suppose, an industry there that there's an appetite for, because, you know, you have all these young talented fighters that have to move away from home, that have to, you know, leave their jobs, leave their family, and turn professional. It's such a big thing, and, you know, not the easier you can make it, because it's not an easy journey, but the easier you can make it for them. And having it here on their doorsteps, where Danny Duffy says earlier in the press conference, like, you know, he's 20 minutes from his home. For his fans, his friends, his family, his following, you know, that's unbelievable. And, you know, for all the local clubs that's going to be coming here as well, all the, you know, amateur boxing clubs that's going to be coming here, hopefully there'll be some young, hungry eyes watching it, being like, I want to do this someday. And that's the main goal, and that's the main objective here, is to keep the lads that are pro active, to keep them busy, to keep striving towards their dreams and achieving what they want out of this sport, but also to start creating the next generation as well.
You firmly believe that there's plenty of potential in Donegal, and maybe not getting the opportunities there. So something like this, rather than guys having to go to Dublin or Belfast, if we can have pro fights here in Donegal, it's going to inspire a new generation, and, you know, it's going to let people go on and maybe fulfill their dreams.
Absolutely. Like, this is what it's all about. You know, these young kids being able to come here, being able to, Danny Duffy 20 minutes up the road, Cahill the same 20 minutes up the road, Aidan Byrne, who's making his pro debut, lives in Kildare, but he's up here every second weekend. His whole family is from here. This is a special journey for them, and it's just a privilege to be able to put that on for them, and for the local people as well. It's about breaking the mould. As I said earlier in the press conference, it's about breaking that mould. People don't, when you hear professional boxing, you don't think Donegal, you don't think the Aura in Letterkenny, you don't think the Fin Valley Centre in Stranraer. It just doesn't go together whenever professional boxing is mentioned. But I'm here to break that mould and to make that a common thing now, and to make professional boxing in Donegal and these areas go hand in hand together, because that's all it is. Like, you see the shows that Matchroom have put on over the years, you see the shows that Queensbury, you know, even some of these smaller promoters put on over the years. They're in hotels, they're in smaller venues in the Fin Valley Centre, they're in smaller venues in the Aura. It's the production, it's the setup, that you, the way that you go about it, and it's very, very important that people get behind it and back it, because this is new, but this is something that's going to be around for a long time, and I don't plan on slowing anything up. If anything, I plan on, you know, ramping things up and doing 3-4, potentially, you know, 6 shows a year would be fantastic in around this area, and then maybe broaden the horizons a wee bit, maybe, you know, into the west, like into Sligo, Mayo, Galway, you know, down into Cavan, down into Monaghan. You know, these is all untapped areas right now. But it's fantastic to have it here. It's fantastic to have the support when you're out and about in the town. You know, the people that backed you all your career when I was fighting, to be saying, oh, you have a show coming up now, I must come to the show and everything. So, look, it is fantastic. It's about breaking that mold. Professional boxing is here in Donegal. Professional boxing is here in the Fin Valley Centre on February 21st. And it is professional boxing. It's not a small show. It's not a it's not one of these half-ass shows. Like, this is legit professional boxing with top-class talented Irish fighters on the card, and these lads are going to go on and do really well in their careers and potentially bring big nights back here to the Finn Valley Centre, to Letterkenny, to Donegal, and titles as well.
And on the night, we can expect 8 pro bouts, and there's going to be a couple of exhibition bouts as well.
Correct. There's going to be 8 professional contests. There's local guys. There's a guy from Wexford, David Kennedy. We have our big heavyweight, Daniel Fakoyidi from Dublin, on the card. We have Jason Myers from Galway. We have Thomas Myers from Sligo. And then the rest of the card is built up with local talent. And the 2 undercard fights, exhibition fights, is 2 young local talented fighters that are still amateur, that are one day pursuing to become professional, and I just want to give them the opportunity to see what it's like to feel the pro game, to feel the atmosphere, the energy, the ring walk, picking your song, and just giving them that little bit of a taste for it as well.
And this was announced, I think, back in November, and it's a sellout.
Yeah, it's sold out. There's obviously the fighters have a few tickets left themselves, but, you know, there's some of the fighters coming back asking me for more tickets, and I don't have the tickets to give them, which is great, and it shows the demand for it here. But, yeah, it's like, you know, so you meet some of your friends or people that you know around the area coming up saying, oh, give me a ticket for the show, and I don't have any tickets for you, like, which is a great complaint. But yeah, it just shows the appetite for it, and it's going to be one hell of a night as well on February 21st. Like, it's a great venue in there. We have it all laid out, and we're really excited now to get the crowd in, and it's a nice low roof in there as well. The atmosphere is going to be tight. It's going to stay in there. It's going to be loud, and yeah, look, I'm really excited for it, and I can't wait.